Today I want to do Birchas Hamazon Part 5. Part 5 of Birchas Hamazon. Today everything comes from Rav David Cohn, Svarim, Masas Kapai, Chumash. Okay, Rav David Cohn, he doesn't need my Hakdama, obviously. Genius of geniuses, he has many, so he must have written by now 50 Svarim. He has a series of sermon called Masas Kapai Al Hatzfila. He has already 9 volumes. I'm very proud to say that I own all 9 volumes. I think my father first became Rav in the neighborhood, so he met Rav David Cohn. Rav David Cohn gave him all of his svarim. My father came home with 20 svarim. Oihil David, a whole series of svarim on Tanakh and on Tefillah. What he basically does is he every like 2-3 years he puts out another sefer on Tefillah. He goes through everything. He goes through Tefillah from Adon Olam, the whole Siddur, everything that's in the Siddur, and he learns. He has chidushim. And he publishes his chidushim, and then 2 years later, he goes through the whole thing again, and publishes. Instead of having 9 volumes, and the first volume was until Ashrei, and the second volume goes from Ashrei until Yishtavach, every couple of years, he puts together all of the chidushim he has. So every single one of the volumes, he has a little section on Birchas Hamazon. So I have over here just a few things which captured my attention. Everything he says, of course, is too brilliant, but just for the purpose of this shiur, I want to go over just some things which I found very appealing. Now, he has an idea. This is a theme which he writes about, he discusses over and over in his svarim. An idea of the tzura of davening, and he plugs this idea into Birchas Hamazon. When we daven Shimon Esher, we're all very well aware there are really 3 parts. There is a Shevach, Bakosha, and Hoida. So Gemara Masechta Brachos, the first part of Tefillah, what do we do in the first bracha? We give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Atah Hashem Lokeinu Velokei Avoseinu Lokei Avram Lokei Yitzchak Lokei Yaakov HaKel HaGadol HaGibor VeHanoira Kel Elyon Gomel Chasodim Tovim VeKonei HaKol and so on and so forth. And then we go to Gevuros Hashem Esmachayim Meisim Semech Noflum Durefei Cholum Atir Asurim. And then we go to Kedusha Atok Kadosh VeShimcha Kadosh. The first 3 brachos of the Shemona Esrei are pure Shevach, praise. Praise, nothing more than praise. That's what we do when we begin Shemona Esrei. Then what do? We come to the 13 middle brachos, and what do we do in the 13 middle brachos? We make requests. Bakasha, Hashem, we brother shop, we know we need parnasa. Baruch Aleinu, we need refuah, we need chachma, we need geula, we need yeshua, we need shevtim, we need everything, all the different needs we request in the second section. Then what do we do at the third section? The third section, we give hoidah, thank you. Thank you, saying thank you is not the same as giving shevach. Shevach is, even if you have done nothing for me, let's understand the difference. When you give shevach, think of a king, boss of Adam. You go to a foreign country, you have not received benefit from this person, this country, one iota, and you see his majesty, his glory, and you say, wow, this is impressive. You're a very great person. Look what you have accomplished, look what you have done. I have not received any benefit from your greatness, but I acknowledge that you're a very great individual. That's Shevach. Hoida is where you are a recipient of the goodness of this individual. You say thank you. Modim, the end of the Shemona Esrei, is we come to what's called Hoidah. We give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the kindness He has bestowed upon us. That is the tzura of Tefillah. Then Rav David Cohn, he asks, his original idea. What's going on with Sim Shalom? We give Hoidah. We say Ritzei is Avoda. Ritzei is really part of Bakasha to a certain degree. It's really part of Bakasha. Modim, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we come to Sim Shalom. Sim Shalom is a Bakasha. Sim Shalom. Grant. Peace. Tova. Uvracha. Chein. V'chesed. V'rachma. We make a lot of requests. The last brach of Shemona Esrei, to a certain degree, we make even more requests than the 13 middle brachos. What's going on in the bracha of Sim Shalom? So he says a very big chiddush, and he has many psukim to back him up. Whenever you give hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever you give hoidah, that automatically triggers a requirement to make a bakasha. It's a hard concept to understand why. You have to ask a psychologist to deeply understand why that's so. But he brings many rayos that it's true. I'll discuss a few rayos in a moment. Okay, what's the idea? Anytime you give hoidah, there's no such thing as hoidah, giving thanks, without subsequently making a request.
That's your motive.
It's a deficient hoidah. No, it's that's the opposite. It's
a praising because putting in a request. In other words,
but he says not like that. He says that's all part of the thank you. When you say thank you to a person, this is a very interesting idea. It's unique. It requires deep understanding. Or maybe it's only true when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe it's not true when it comes to Basav Adam. But any time you say thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's only a true hoidah if it's followed by a request. Very interesting, right? Very different from what you're accustomed to. That's what he says. Maybe by a boss of a dom, it's like, oh, by a human being, you say thank you. So then if it's not a sincere thank you, because only because I want you to give me a gift. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we anyway need to come on to him. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't, every moment we exist because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're just going to say thank you, goodbye, thank you very much, we'll see you later. That's in our relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's not a thank you. Because a thank you is thank you, and we acknowledge that we'll always need you. That's when that's our that's how we deal. Now, how is the proof? So I'll give you a couple of ideas. He goes on. It says in the Pasuk, Kos Yeshua's Esa uveshem Hashem Ekra. I lift up a cup, a goblet of salvation, uveshem Hashem Ekra. What is the snichus advarim? Kois Yeshua's Esa is an expression, he says, of thanksgiving. I'm thank. I pick up a cup of salvation. Thank you very much. You have saved me. I was in an ace tsara, a time of difficulty, and you came forward. You saved me. And now, what do you do now? The next part of the same pasuk, uveshem Hashem Ekra. And he explains what is Shema Hashem Ekra. He proves that Shema Hashem Ekra doesn't mean I'm calling on Hashem's name. Help! I need more help. I'm giving hoidah, and my hoidah is now followed by Hashem. I have more things that I need from you. How do you know Shema Hashem Ekra? He says, "Dedami litzara v'yogoin emtsa uveshem Hashem Ekra." There's another pasuk which uses exactly the same words, Shema Hashem Ekra, which is all part of a sentence of "I need help." Tzara v'yogoin emtsa. I encounter difficulty and anguish, and I call out to you, Hashem, to save me. We see from this pasuk that Shema Hashem Ekra is an expression of help, of a request, SOS. That's what Shema Hashem Ekra. So what are these three words doing after the other pasuk of when it says, Kos Yeshua Sessa? The answer is, with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a different type of thank you. Every thank you brings with it a requirement that you make a request. Kos Yeshua Esa, and how am I thanking you? In addition to saying thank you, I acknowledge that I'll always need you. I'll always need you for everything in this world. There's no such thing as saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, and have a nice day, and I'll see you later. I'll think about you at another point. It makes sense to a certain degree. By a bus of a dom, you come to a person, you say, I need your help. You gave me assistance, financial aid, thank you very much. I really hope I'll never need to come onto this again. I went bankrupt. Everything now is in order. I have a good job. I am not going to make those mistakes. Halavai, I should never need to come to this office again the rest of my life. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can't say that. Because everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you, you always need him again. And saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you very much, I hope to never see you again, that is not true when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, these two ideas are juxtaposed, Kos Yeshua Esa, but uveshem Hashem Ekra. Give you another example. Another example is, he quotes a raya from Leah. This is a good raya. Leah called her last child, what? Yehuda. Number 6 was Yehuda.
number six?
Number four.
Number four. Two more came from Zilpah. Because they were from Zilpah. Well, she had more children afterwards. Yeah. Not from that. That was from.
Was Leah's last son. Then Dina.
Zvulun was
the last son.
Okay, you're right. But there was a delay. There was a break. There was a break. There was a break. What was the break? So Apam Oide Es Hashem Vatamod Miladis. This is his idea of Davikon. This brilliant idea. What he says. Why Taka did she stop? Why did she was on a roll? She had four children. She was going to have a total of six children. Why did she stop? Why was there a delay? And she had no choice but to give over her maidservant to have the sechus in order to have more children. It's because she gave thanks to Hashem, hapam oda es Hashem, and she didn't make a request. There was no request that was part of the hoida. Ribbono shel Olam, you gave me four children. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. See you later. That's not the way you thank Hashem. When you thank Hashem, thank you very much. I'll be back for more.
It's like saying thank you for the bread, but I'll be back for the meat.
By Hashem, that's how it is. That's his chiddush. This is it's a novel idea. I'm not disagreeing with you. It's a novel idea. By a human being, it doesn't make any sense. He says this idea over and over. If you go through his svarim, over and over, he repeats this idea in many different forms and shapes. Hoido by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part, an integral part of giving thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to say, thank you very much, I'll be back for more. I need you, I'll always need you. That's the way you created me. You created a world where we need to come on to you. I thank you, I acknowledge what you've done for me, I thank you, and I need more. Showing you need more is part of the way you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She failed. That's what he says. Unbelievable. Hapam oide es Hashem. There was a thank you without another request. Mimela? No more? Not making a request? Vatam od miledes. I'm not going to give you any more. Unbelievable. So Rav David Cohen says, that's Pashup Shat, the Nusach of Shimon Esh. We're coming to benching in a moment. That's Pashup Shat. Why in the world is there a bracha called Sim Shalom in Shmoneh Esrei? So you'll tell me because Ein Loya Motzkel Shbracha Kli Machzik Bracha Ella Hashalom Maskim Shalom is the Kli that's Machzik the Bracha. But why do we have a whole bracha of Sim Shalom where we make so many requests? And according to the Gemara says that's not the Nusach of Tefillah. Tefillah, there are three parts of Tefillah. Shevach, a slave comes to the master, first he gives Shevach, you are almighty, you're incredible, and then you make your requests, and then you give Hoidah. So the Shemona Esrei should come to an end with Modim. Baruch Ato Hashem, Hatov Shimcha Ulcha Noel Lehodos, Yiskadal V'Yiskadah Shmei Rabbah. That's what should be. But that's not what it is. We have one more bracha to go. Sim Shalom. And what is Sim Shalom? More. Ribbono Shel Olam, I want more. I want Shalom. I want Toiva. I want Bracha. I want Chain. I want Chesed. I want Rachamim. Not just to me. For Gans Klal Yisrael. And I want to have the Or Ponecha. Ki the Or Ponecha Nesat Elanu. And I want you to give me Nochamal. I want Taras Chaim. Abbas Chesed. Stock of Roch of Rachamim. We're really desperate. Really desperate. But this doesn't belong here. It belongs in the Bakasha section. The answer is Hoidah. It automatically triggers a requirement to make more bakashas. So really the Sim Shalom is a chelek of the Hoidah. It's not a detailed 13 brachos of the Shemona Esrei, but it's an extension of the Hoidah. This is his idea. Okay, now, let's come to Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon, he takes this idea, but he manipulates it a little bit with another idea. It's a really combination of two ideas coming together. Birchas Hamazon, there are, in Minat Torah, there are three brachas. The first bracha is Hazan, who is Misakin, we had the Gemara as a drasha himself, the brachas, that there are three brachas that are min ha-Torah. You must recite three brachas in Birchas Hamazon. The first bracha was composed by Moshe for Mizonos. Second bracha by Yoshua for Eretz Yisrael and Bris Milah. and Be'emes. So we have this the acronym Be'emes. Be'emes, the Beis is Bris, Aleph is Oretz, Mem is Mazon, and Tav is Torah. Four things take place in the second bracha, and the third bracha is Yerushalayim and David HaMelech. So if you look carefully, the Birchas HaMazon, we ask it one step at a time. First, this is a side point, but it fits perfectly into his theme. His idea is there are three brachas v'na Torah. The three brachas are the same three brachas of Shemona Esrei. There is Shevach, Bakosha, and Hoidah. Birchas HaMazon is three brachas. Why three? Because the Tzur of Tefillah are three. Shevach, Bakosha, and Hoidah. But it's going to be in a little different order. Now, why is it in a different order? Because Birchas HaMazon is after we've eaten. V'yachalta v'savata uveirachta. So the truth be told, let's take a step back, you don't really need Bakosha. When you daven, the whole tafkid of tefillah is Bakosha. Ribbono shel Olam, we need help. Right? That's the essence of tefillah, the 13 middle brachas. We have needs. It's not derech eretz to come and say, give. So you have to first say Shevach, and you have to sandwich your Shevach, your Bakosha, with Hoidah. Correct? You have to. But Birchas HaMazon, I'm not coming to make requests. I'm coming nothing more than to thank you for what you've given me. So we really only need for Birchas HaMazon two parts. Really, one Hoidah. Really, all we really need is Hoidah. But once you're giving Hoidah, since we have also Shevach, and once there's going to be a Hoidah, that's going to automatically trigger a Bakasha. So we're going to have all three, but we're not going to overdo it with a double Bakasha, because that's not really the tafkid of Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon's tafkid is to give Shevach v'Hoidah. It's not to make Bakashas. But once there's going to be a Hoidah, it's going to trigger a Bakasha, but we're not going to put the Bakasha in the same place. So let's just go, we'll work backwards. We'll come clear as we go through the details. The first bracha is pure Shevach. Just like when we begin the Shemona Esrei, the first three brachas are Shevach. The first bracha is pure Shevach. Now that right away strikes a difficulty, opens up, because if you would read the first bracha, it appears that it's a Bakasha. Let me read the first bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. That's so far so good. That's a blessing. Hazon es ha'olam kulo b'tuvo. You sustain the entire world with your goodness. B'chein b'chesed uverachamim. Who knows sein lechem l'chol basar ki l'olam chasta uvituvo ha'gadol tamid loy chosar lanu. He has never denied anything from us. So far it's Shevach, right?
Yeah.
Oh, now here's the next part. The next is not so simple. He struggles. Everyone struggles with this. The Al Yechsar Lanu Mazon Li'olam Voed. Ask a child. That's a request. Please, Hashem, you're so good. You've sustained the entire world with chayin, chesed, rachamim. You give lechem l'chol basar, ki l'olam chasta, v'tuvo ha'gadol in the past. In the past, l'chosar lanu. I survived, right? If I'm here now, I survived. I survived only because you were kind to me. Please, let me get through the future. The future is uncertain. I don't know what's going to be in the future. You know, no one knows what the future lies ahead. The Al, please let not, Yechsel, let us not be deficient, Lanu, Mozon, sustenance, L'olam Voed. Bakasha, right? Right? Emichol?
Yeah?
Avdov Cohen says it can't be. Because according to his thesis, everything here is going to be Shevach. Everything is Shevach. Everything is Shevach, so he says. Could be he's not the only one who says this. This is also pure Shevach. Now, this itself is an amazing idea. Okay, it could be something to it, but he's saying a little bit different. And this is an incredible idea. This itself is just is awesome. Is that we're not? This is not a request. This is a statement. It is a statement of faith that it has to be. You will sustain us forever. In the future. I'm praising you, number one, that in the past you have not. I praise you, I give you Shevach, that in the past you have sustained me. and I have emuna shalema that you will always sustain me. The al, according to Rav David Cohn, and now it's not only him, is not a request. It is praise. It's going back. Uvituvo hagodol, it's going back on the words uvituvo hagodol, in your great kindness, number one, lechosalanu, tamil lechosalanu, and I'm certain that uvituvo hagodol tamid al yechsarlanu, you will never deny us in the future of sustenance. You will sustain us to the very end. I'm 100% certain I'm not going to starve to death. That's what it's praise. Of the future. Very rare. Very rare in everything that we say in the Nusach HaTzfilah to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about an event that has not happened, that we only have faith will come to be. You don't have that.
It's like what the Gemara said, the difference between Masha Baruch and the same Talmud, though.
Yeah.
One is an acknowledgement of that's what he does. He has the power to do this. Same
yes.
Talmud is asking us for actual praying.
And a request.
Masha Baruch is not about kasha, it's a statement.
Statement. A statement of fact, this is Hashem's unhugging the world. A statement of fact. But here we're giving praise to an event that has not yet happened. I guess so. That's the chiddush. That's what it's saying. We have faith. I have faith in you, Hashem, that I will get out of this world naturally. You will sustain me to the very end. Whatever that means. The al, it's not a request. It is a shevach. And the words of the al yechsar lanu have to be read together with the words uvituvo hagodol tamid, and in your great kindness I am certain that you will continuously provide for me in the future, and you will not deny from me sustenance until my end, until the end of time. Kula shevach, because a chiddush of you giving praise based upon something that has not happened but something which you have faith that will happen.
The ultimate,
it's incredible chiddush. But what do we take out of this? We take out of this that we have over here a bracha that is 100% shevach. Shevach. Just like the Nir Shimona Esrei. Now what would come next? What will come after shevach? Bakosha. Bakosha, right? Yeah, the nusach of tzi, whenever you approach the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you oimel lefnei HaMelech, you have shevach, you have bakosha, and then you have hoida. When you bench, are you making requests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No. Because I've eaten, I'm saying thank you. But I'm coming to you. If I'm coming to you, there's a protocol. There's always a protocol. The protocol is shevach and hoidah, and in the middle is where you make the request. I don't need to do that protocol. I don't need that part that in the middle, because here I've eaten, I'm coming to thank you. You've given me the food, and I'm not coming to make requests. So now we come to bracha number two. We skip over the protocol. We come to noidelacha. What's noidelacha? Translate the words. Thank you. Hoida. And what do we thank you? We thank you be'emes. We thank you for bris, for Eretz Yisrael, for mazon, for Torah. It's a whole bracha of hoida noidelacha. V'alach kol Hashem Elokeinu, anachnu moidim lach, umevarchim oisach. Yisprach, we give you kul shevach. Now we've done shevach and hoida. We're really finished, right? So benching should end here. But what do we know? What's the rules? We have a sim shalom. When you finish in Shemona Esrei, there's a double bakasha. There's the middle bakasha. And every time you give hoidah, it triggers kos Yeshua's Esa. Oh, uvashem Hashem ekra. Hapam oides Hashem. Vatamad miledes. You got to go into bakasha. That's the third bracha. The third bracha, Rachem, is all bakoshois. Rachem Hashem Elokeinu, have compassion. Al Yisrael Amech, v'al Yishlam Amech, v'al Tzion Mishkan Kvedech, v'al Mochus Pizav. It's pure bakosha. It's true, it's bakosha about Yerushalayim, it's about bakosha that will lead manas basarvadam Yerushalayim. David HaMelech composed this and he gave focus to Yerushalayim and the goals of the Shechina, but it's all Bakosha, that's the entire form of the Nusach HaBracha. Really, benching would be four brachas. It would be because this form of tefillah is Shevach, Bakosha, Hoidah. Hoidah then triggers the Bakosha. But we're not coming to make Bakoshas. We're just coming to you to say thank you for the food. So we're coming in your presence. The protocol is Shevach. Bakosha we don't need. We don't need everything. We give Hoidah. But once we make Hoidah, Hoidah is only complete when you make a Bakosha. So the Bakosha is an outgrowth of the Hoidah, and that's why there are three brachas. That is the tzura of Birchas HaMazon Lefi in the thought of Rav David. It's a brilliant idea. You're connecting it to the Shemona Esrei. Shemona Esrei, the Gemara tells us, is three. Shavach, Bakosha, Hoidah, period. That's the protocol. And now we have this concept, why do we have Sim Shalom? Because every Hoidah automatically requires us to make more Bakasha, so there's another Bracha. Benching, we don't need the middle part of Bakasha, because that's not the focus of benching. Benching is to say thank you for the food that we eat. We're not coming primarily, our priority is not to make Bakashas, we're coming just to give Shadach and Hoidah. But once we do Hoidah, that automatically triggers a requirement to make Bakashas, so that the Hoidah should be complete. And that's why we lead into Rachin, and we make a third Bracha. Perfect. The first Bracha is kula shevach, the second bracha is kula hoidah, and the third bracha is kula bakasha. And the chiddush of saying this idea is that we're forced to learn a new interpretation of ki hu al the al yechsar lanu mazon li'olam vo, and it's not a request. We're not making requests. The request will come after the hoidah. The al yechsar lanu is a statement of I thank you for the future. I'm not just thanking you for the past. I know that you're going to give me. I know it. I know what's going to happen. I know your midos. I know it's your anhaga. You're going to support me. You're going to give me parnasa. So I thank you for the future. It's ki'ilu, my paycheck already came for the rest of my life. This is a very powerful idea to understand the tzura benching according to Rav Dovkin. Now that's one idea. Now I'll go to another idea from another volume of a sefer, different volume of another approach to why we have three brachas. This is Maral. This is you're going to love, Rabbi Chol, a Maral. The Maral says that three times in the Torah do we find Klal Yisrael expressing their emunah. What are the three times? The first time was, no, before Kriyas Yamsuf. When do we have the first emunah? Vayamein Ha'am. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Klal Yisrael, right? The Heim Lo Yaminu Bi. Moshe Hashem recruits Moshe Rabbeinu and says, "The time has come to redeem the Jewish people. I want you to go to them. I want you to take them out of Egypt." They're not going to believe me. So don't worry, they'll believe you. Moshe says, "Kipokat Hashem. Hashem remembers you. Kipokot Pokadati." What does the pasuk say? Vayamein Ha'om. They had faith. Kipokat Hashem es amo v'chi ro'ah es onyam. He remembered his people, he saw their affliction, and he has sent Moshe Rabbeinu to be the goel. Vayamein ha'am. Number one. Next emunah, Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo. One more, we say this in the evening every single day. Vayaminu b'Hashem. They saw Kriyas Yamsuf, they had emunah. What's the third emunah? The third emunah, ki is Matan Torah. Ki hine anochi bo ilecha. I have come to you ba'av he'anon ba'avur yishma ha'am b'divrei b'dvara b'divrei b'dabri imach v'gam b'cha ya'aminu le'oilam. They will believe in you, Moshe Rabbeinu. They will believe v'gam b'cha ya'aminu. The purpose of this entire all the miracles of Matan Torah, Hashem coming down, is in order. So this is the Maral. The Maral says three different times in the history of Klal Yisrael that we find Emuna by Klal Yisrael. Vayamein ha'am, by Kriyas Yams, vayamein b'Hashem Moshe Avdo, v'gam b'cho yaminu l'olam. There are three pillars of faith. Three faith principles. Are you familiar with this?
Oh, yeah.
Three faith principles. The faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Faith in Hashgacha Pratis. Just because you believe there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, the Goyim also believe, but the Goyim, by and large, don't have a full appreciation of Hashgacha Pratis. Mida Keneged Mida. Yeah, there's a God. Sunday, 9 o'clock. That's it. There and then, and it's over. The rest of the week, I can do whatever I want. He doesn't know what goes on. everything is private and it's a very big secret. And Hashkacha Pratis, this chance, this mazel. No. There's a separate principle. Not only do I acknowledge there is a creator who created this world, who created me, who created everything, he is actively involved with every single thing that happens in this world, and he rewards and punishes accordingly. And then there's a third principle of faith of Torah min Hashemayim. What?
Punishment part, that's the fourth punishment. That's a fourth principle.
A fourth principle?
Yeah.
Okay, he's only focusing here. I'm not familiar with the morale. He's focusing. But he's focusing on three psukim, and he's developing, I maybe didn't really clearly, he's developing these three areas of faith. Because these are three psukim in the Torah. One, I guess, maybe is splitting. He's going into subcategories. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying he adds it as a possible reward.
But not basically, but it's not in three. Okay, so let's go with the basic three. He's working over here with the basic three. Hashkacha Pratis, which generally includes Schar V'Einish. Maybe I'm going a little bit too liberal, I'm going a little bit forward, but it's a Hashkacha Pratis. And then we have Torah Min Hashamayim. How do you know that this came from heaven? You can believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can believe in Hashkacha Pratis. This book came out of heaven? You believe that? Yeah, you do. One of the principles of faith, it's very hard to think very deeply about it. These principles of faith are very challenging. Torah min Hashamayim is a third principle of faith. Three psukim in faith. And he goes further to say, these are the three moadim. The shalosh shugolim. Pesach is the moed of this Ribbono Shel Olam. Shavuos clearly is Torah min Hashamayim. Sukkis, anani hakavod. Simloschem bo'lo bo'osome aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of you. He provided you with man. He took care of your clothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 40 years. Pretty good. Pretty good to survive 40 years in the desert with snakes and scorpions and no water and no food. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's there. He's involved in your daily lives. He can take care of you. There's Hashgacha Pratis. These are the Shalosh Regalim. So he goes further to say that he ties in. This is a morale, and a lot of people, probably, I'm sure, a lot of people have come forward and developed this. There are three openings to Gehenim.
Right.
Three openings to Gehenim, and these correspond to people who are missing anyone. These are the three principles of faith. If you're lacking, then there's a special entrance to Gehenim. Three portals. Three portals for those. One is in Yerushalayim. That he develops this idea. This is a little bit of a jump. That Yerushalayim represents Hashgacha Pratis. That in Yerushalayim, what is the essence of Yerushalayim? Think about Eretz Yisrael in the big picture. It's a land, the whole Eretz Yisrael in general. Eini Hashem Elokecha Doresh Oisa Meireshis Hashana V'ad Achres Shana. Eretz Yisrael in general is, what's the mile? Yesterday we discussed the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Why would you want to live in Eretz Yisrael? Because in Eretz Yisrael, you're under a greater intensity of Hashgacha Pratis. The Ramban says, Mida.
Tomid Ein Hashem Elokecha Ba.
Hashem's eyes are always there. May Reishis Hashanah get Achre Shana. The Ramban says, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a much accelerated pace of Mida connected Mida. In Chutz Liaretz, a person can do an Avera, it can take 50 years until HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets around punishing the person, Mida connected Mida. 50 years, person, why did this happen to me? Why? Don't you connect the dots? Don't you remember 50 years ago you did this? Don't you see the connection, the Mida connected Mida? 50 years ago, I don't remember what happened 50 years ago. In Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't take 50 years. The Mida connected Mida, the Ramban says, is very quick. It's accelerated. The Mela, you'll be able to connect the dots much better. And you'll be able to see the Yad Hashem, Mida connected Mida for good and for bad. That's the Ramban. To connect. Eretz Yisrael is a land of in a much greater Hashkocha. Being that Yerushalayim is the Shoresh of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, L'Sham Shichnei Sidrashu Uvasa Shama, that's the focal point, that is the capital of Eretz Yisrael, that's the intensity, that is the center of Hashgacha Pratis. Okay, this is Maral type of Mahalach. So Eretz Yisrael, so he goes on to say there's an entrance to Gehenim, the Gemara says in Yerushalayim. You know what that's for? That's for people that don't believe in Hashkach, the Amun of Hashkach HaPradis. Then there are another, where are the two entrances?
One is in
the midbar, and that corresponds to, the Torah, because the Torah was given in the midbar. And then there's a Torah in the Yam, in the sea, and the sea corresponds to, I guess, the Bria, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim V'Es HaAretz. Shamayim is Shamayim. The sea represents the Metzias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Creator. Okay, so this idea, these three pillars of faith, these three principles of faith, are expanded upon the Shalosh Rugalim, three entrances to Gehenim, the Chohenah, you could probably write a book and all the different examples to show the parallels of the three different portal, the three different principles of faith. Along comes Rav David Cohn, Shlita, and he says, that's the three brachas of benching. What is benching? Parnasa. There's nothing that needs a munah more than parnasa. Parnasa touches upon a person's essence. How am I going to survive? It's no joke. It's serious business. Parnasa is serious business. The first bracha is the principle of Moshe, is the mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you say the first bracha of Birchas HaMazon, you acknowledge, guess what? There's a creator. There is a Ribbono Shel Olam. He created the world. Hazon Esa Olam Kulo Bituvo Bechein Bechesed Rachem Hu Nosen Lechem Luchol Basar Ki Leolam Chasto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. The essence is there's a creator. And the creator has provided sustenance for the creatures. Because if you create something, or automatically, how are they going to survive? You created them and you gave them what they need to survive. It represents the first principle of faith. The second, no dilcha Hashem Elokeinu al shchat lavoseinu. What do we mention here? One of the main themes is Torah. It's be'emes. Dilcha labodchem b'shimcha be'emes. Bris, Torah, Eretz Yisrael. He says the theme is Torah min Hashemayim, v'chol hanilvim olaf. Okay, you have to work with it a little bit. You have to expand a little bit more. The second bracha, being that it focuses much on Torah and Bris and the special connection that Klal Yisrael has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it represents the second principle of faith, the principle of faith that Torah min Hashemayim. The third bracha, the third of the last bracha, is all about Yerushalayim. David, Bonei, Rachim, No Hashem, Hashem, Lachim, Al Yishon, Mach, Vial, Yerushalayim, Yerecha. And go on, so on and so forth. The whole bracha. Uvinei, Yerushalayim, Erkodesh, Mimper, Vimein, Baruch HaTu Hashem, Bonei, Verachim, Av, Yerushalayim, Amen. And what is Yerushalayim when you think of the Maral? The Maral, Yerushalayim represents the concept of Hashkoch HaPratis. The land that Hashem is involved in, Min Hashem is Hashkoch HaPratis, Schar V'Oinish, that is Yerushalayim. So it's another interesting approach that every single day when you recite Birchas HaMazon, if you do say Birchas HaMazon every single day, you're forced to come in contact with the three principles of faith. Hashem created the world, Torah min Hashamayim, and the principle of there is Hashkocha Pratis. Hashkocha Pratis, Tzchar V'Oinish, Hashem is involved in this world. It's a little bit more esoteric, a little bit more drushy. Made up that word, but this idea definitely appears here. Okay, so we come to two different ideas in the thought of David Cohn. Birchas HaMazon.
I thought in Bamidbar once explained to me, it always seems very not confusing, but the way you think about it is Bnei Yisrael by Anasrosis as a Bamidbar. You learn from Bahaloscha by Yom Kamisonim until you get to Pinchas one tzar after another. It happens to Harifayim. But it's not. It's over 40 years he's going all the thing. But the Torah's teaching you that's the way HaKadosh Baruch was looking. Tell me you think that you don't remember anymore. So get used to thinking that it's happening in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes.
It's all there. It's all there. It's all there. It's all there.